Hello and welcome to another episode of The Click, a monthly audio cast from Lombard Odier Investment Managers, where we cover all the latest developments in the world of sustainable investment with Senior Investment Strategist for Sustainability, Christina Church. Now, there has been a lot on the agenda in the sustainability space over the last month in particular, in terms of the regulatory backdrop. What would you say, Christina, were the key highlights?
Yes, so we've seen Asia in the news a lot in the last couple of months. In September, we had China coming out with new targets for carbon neutrality. But in October, it was Japan and South Korea that within 2 days of each other came out with their own net zero targets. And it's very exciting to see so many countries moving towards net zero. And of course, with Biden as president-elect in the US too, we would expect to see one of the first things that he brings about after his inauguration would be to re-enter the US into the Paris Agreement and set them also on a net zero trajectory, which would see a huge proportion of the economy focused towards net zero. And we have recently seen Boris Johnson, Prime Minister in the UK, has unveiled his 10-point plan with a focus on transitioning sectors and job creation in the green industry, with £12 billion laid aside for investment into his green industrial revolution. And it focuses in similar ways to the EU Green Deal on clean energy and on hydrogen. The UK focuses on offshore wind, but there's also a focus on sustainable transport, on green buildings and green infrastructure. And these are all areas that our climate transition strategy at Lombard Odier is focused on, looking for companies that are exposed to positive opportunities in those hard to abate sectors.
Thanks, Christina. And a lot of these countries, of course, are paying very close attention to high carbon emitting sectors in particular, talking about transitioning those. And how easy is it to actually analyse high carbon emitting sectors?
Yeah, we're seeing more and more focus on these sectors. I think traditionally, in terms of investment, people have thought it was to decarbonize, it was important to focus on low carbon industries. We're seeing actually that is not going to decarbonize the economy. In order to see a trajectory towards net zero, there needs to be this focus on heavy carbon, hard to abate sectors, including transport, but buildings, cement, heavy industry, chemicals. All of these need to transition. And we think in order to do that and in order to invest in those companies, we need to understand trajectories, not where companies are today on carbon footprinting, but where they're going to in the future. And therefore, we have a proprietary tool in-house that we call the Lombard Odier Portfolio Temperature Alignment Tool, or LOPTA for short. And we think it is absolutely key to understand trajectories. And in the last months, we did have the methodology in this tool was analysed by the Portfolio Alignment Team, which is part of the COP26 Private Finance Hub. And you can see this report on the TCFD website. And it looked at our methodology on temperature alignment, along with a review of seven other methodologies. And we think our methodology stands out because it does look both at regional variances, but also focuses on sub-industry level and also on the full cumulative expected emissions. So where emissions are moving to over 2050. And we do think in order to invest in hard to abate sectors, we have to understand how they are transitioning and which companies are waking up fastest to that need to transition.
Now, a great deal of what we've been hearing in the sustainability space over the last month has been climate focused, perhaps unsurprisingly, but I was just wondering if there are any other sustainability challenges coming to the fore.
Yes, absolutely. We are increasingly seeing a focus on natural capital as a complementary strategy to climate transition. We don't as yet have the equivalent of a Paris Agreement for biodiversity, but we're expecting that regulation is going to focus much more on natural capital in the next 12 months. We expect to see more policies on biodiversity, there is an equivalent of the TCFD for nature, the TNFD, Task Force for Nature-Related Financial Disclosures. And we're seeing more and more regulation moving in the direction of focus on biodiversity. For instance, at the moment, the EU is finalising its post-2020 Common Agricultural Policy. We're also seeing a focus in from the US on more biodiversity. And it is absolutely vital. We do think it is important to both focus on harnessing the power of nature, but also preserving nature. And there was one fact that I saw today that coming from Europe, that honey harvests have dropped 40% this year in Europe, which is a devastating factor because pollination is so key for natural capital. And we're also seeing regulation moving towards a focus on toxic chemicals. We expect in the US that we will see a focus on PFAS, which are commonly known as forever chemicals. They're chemicals found in cleaning products, cooking utensils, soil and food and drinking water. And they don't break down in the environment, and they don't break down in the human body either. So we do think it's important for these to be classified as hazardous, because that would really help with cleaning up drinking water. And certainly these are the sort of companies that are focusing on solutions to for these issues around biodiversity and harnessing the power of nature that we're focused on with a new fund that we've launched this month called Natural Capital. And it was launched in combination with the Prince's Trust, the Sustainable Markets Initiative. The fund was launched very closely with this. And we do think it is absolutely key to focus on natural capital within investments as well as climate change.
Thanks, Christina. So we have natural capital in addition to climate. Can we also hear a little bit about what's been going on with sustainable transport in terms of, has there been any noteworthy news flow in this space recently?
Yes, thanks, Henry, because transport has certainly been on the agenda. We had in September California announcing a ban on combustion engine vehicles starting in 2035. But we've seen an acceleration in November with both the UK tightening its own ban on combustion engines and moving it forward to 2030. And Quebec in Canada has also announced a similar ban for 2035. So certainly personal transport and a shift to electric vehicles is high on the agenda. But we are increasingly beginning to see more focus on heavy transport. We've got sustainable aviation fuels on the agenda with the World Economic Forum's Clean Skies of Tomorrow report coming out, focusing on the need for a higher blending of sustainable aviation fuels in European aviation. And we do expect to see heavy-duty transport focused, a shift to decarbonising it. You know, Biden is famously known as being very supportive for rail. And we're seeing increasingly a shift away from a focus on the car and different ways of moving around. And micro-mobility has been on investors' horizons in the last month. We've seen SoftBank invest in Tier, the scooter startup. There have also been press reports that another scooter startup, Bird, might be coming to the market with an SPAC. And then as we've also seen a company called Arkimoto, which you may not have heard of, but is listed on the NASDAQ. And it has a three-wheeled electric fun utility vehicle, or an FUV, which is meant to help move people around in a smaller way, focus on lightweight transport and delivery. And that stock has had a huge surge in the last week. So we are seeing a lot of excitement around future transportation, sustainable transportation, and it's definitely on investors' horizons. And we do think, therefore, that, you know, at Lombard Odier, when we're looking at where to invest and where to find alpha opportunities, a focus on the click economy, or the circular, lean, inclusive and clean economy, is a way to generate those opportunities. And within that, it's a focus on climate and also a focus on natural capital.
Thank you, Christina, and thank you at home for listening. For more information on any of the topics covered here, please visit loim.com.